listening to our in-person guest star, Keith Moon. My name is Sam Riddle, and this is Sounds Like the Navy. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve welcome you to Sounds Like the Navy. With us each week are some of the outstanding stars in the pop music scene. Our special guest today on Sounds Like the Navy is Keith Moon of The Who. Before Keith sings and tells us what's happening with The Who, let's hear The Who. Let's start out with 515 from Quadrophenia. Why should I care? Why should I care? That's just an example of the music you'll be hearing today on Sounds Like the Navy. Just a second, I'll be talking to Keith Moon. But first, this word about your future. If you've got the brain power, the Navy's got the schools that can make it pay off. You see, the Navy needs nuclear propulsion plant operators and advanced electronics specialists. If you can qualify, you could be earning over $380 a month after just 4 months while you attend some of the Navy's most challenging schools. So get a grip on a real future. Take advantage of this opportunity to be someone really special in nuclear power or in advanced electronics in the new Navy. Get details from your local Navy recruiter. My fondest memory of Keith Moon outside of The Who was on Hollywood Boulevard in December of 1972, Keith. You remember that episode?
I'll never forget it. It's pushing a car from with the only float to actually break down.
It was the Santa Claus Lane Parade in Hollywood, and there were 345 floats, and we were number 342. And the car broke down. It was an old-timey car, and Keith Moon of The Who was out pushing a car down Hollywood Boulevard.
So was Sam. Not for long. I think we dived off. We were the first two to leave.
Yes, the first little ice cream parlor we saw, we got into that. You're living in L.A. now, Keith.
Yes, I've been over here for about 6 months.
You find it better tax-wise, or your friends are here? Why did you do that?
Both. There's really, on lots of levels, it's a lot easier to work here, and of course tax. I was spending 6 months of the year over here anyway. So I didn't bother to go back for the last 6 months. You know.
Let's go back musically. My generation, I think, is the first song that I remember from The Who, but that really wasn't the first Who release, was it?
Oh, no. The first one was with the original members, with the same four guys, was put out under the name The High Numbers. It was a record called I'm the Face.
But your first American hit single was My Generation.
Yeah, that was the first American one. The first English one in, over Europe, really, was Can't Explain. Then Generation. Oh, we had another one, Anyway, Anyhow, Anywhere. Then Generation. They weren't released in that order in the States, so they sort of...
So what I'm all getting to, I'd like to hear it now, is The Who Sings My Generation.
Yes, great.
People try to put us to death. Generation. Just because we get around. Talking about my generation. Things they do look awful. Talking about my generation. I hope I die before I get old. Talking about my
That's the first American hit for The Who. Keith Moon is our guest today on Sounds Like the Navy, and I guess you're doing something now that you've wanted to do for a long time, and that's record your own solo album.
Yes, I hadn't really thought about it much before I came to do it. I was just sitting in the whiskey at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I met these guys from the record plant recording studio, and I said, got any spare time? They said, sure. I said, book me in. So I've been there for 5 months now, recording it.
Doing one album? Have you finished it yet?
I've done two. I've done the same one twice. One with the orchestra strings and the sort of
I mean, you laid down the track and then went back and sweetened
it,
so to speak.
Yeah, and did all sorts of things to it.
And you're going to call the album?
Two Sides of the Moon.
Here's a cutout of it called Mizelle. Tell us about it.
Oh, well, I put on all the songs that I liked, all my favorites, and I was still about two or three tracks short, so John Lennon was in New York, so I phoned him up. And I thought, well, if I can't have, I can't think of any more of my favorite songs, so I'd get in touch with one of my favorite songwriters and see what he's got stashed away, and he came up with this one, Mizelle.
From Keith Moon's solo album, Two Sides of the Moon, that's Mizelle. And you, mister, I've got a little word for you now. You know, a good mind really pays off in the Navy. That's right. Your high school diploma and some skill with math and physics may qualify you for the Navy's training programs in advanced electronics or nuclear power. That means over $20,000 worth of technical training to guarantee you a firm foothold in the future, whether you stay in the Navy or return to civilian life. And I'm not just talking to you fellas. You girls can qualify in electronics, too. So get details from your local Navy recruiter. Or if you've got a question, call the Navy free at 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Make the most of yourself. Be someone special in the new Navy. Keith, that's all of our time for today. Thanks for being with us on Sounds Like the Navy.
Thank you, Sam.
Will you come back again and let's talk some more next week?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd like to get in next week about Tommy and what's happening with that.
Fine.
Let's close out Sounds Like the Navy today with Baba O'Reilly from... That's from Quadrophenia, isn't it?
That's from... I think so. I think it is. Yeah. Or Who's Next? It's from Who's Next.
Who's Next?
Could you give me a car a push, Sam?
With Keith Moon as our special guest, this has been Sounds Like the Navy, a public service presentation of this station and your United States Navy and Naval Reserve. The United States Navy wishes to thank this station for its cooperation in bringing these weekly programs to you and for contributing valuable station time in doing so. This is Sam Riddle reminding you, if you're going to be someone, why not be someone special? Going to get into some more of the history of Keith Moon as our special guest today on Sounds Like the Navy, but let's get into the musical history of The Who. Here's the Magic Bus to kick us off today.
Every day I get in the queue,
Magic Bus,
to get on the bus that takes me to you.
I remember when that record first came out down the Sunset Strip, the Magic Bus from MCA Records was going and picking up all the people free. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. I used to use it regularly.
The free bus? Keith, stay there because after this word I want to talk to you some more. Does the job you've got now let you climb as far and as fast as you're able to? I mean, does it really give you a chance to get ahead, to learn new things, and to use what you learn? Well, I know where there are jobs just like that, in 70 different fields. Where can you find them? In the Navy. That's right. If you qualify, you can train in any of more than 70 specialties. And these are real jobs, with a future, and real skills to let you meet life's challenges head-on. Jobs that give you a chance to be someone, I mean someone special. So talk to your local Navy recruiter, or call the Navy toll-free at 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Make the most of yourself. Be someone special in the Navy. Keith Moon, let's start back in London when the Who first formed. You're celebrating your 10th anniversary now, I believe.
Yes.
And on our last show, you told us about the Who's original name, which was...
The High Numbers.
Were you with them then?
Yes, that's when I joined them when they were called The Who, and then we had this manager, fanatical mod manager, called Peter Meaden, and he changed the name to The High Numbers. And then when we got rid of him, the name went with him, and we were back to The Who again.
Tell me about your first meeting of the other guys.
Oh. Well, they were playing at a pub, and I just dropped in for a drink, and I was speaking to the manager of the club, and he said that they were looking for a new drummer and that the guy that was playing with them wasn't their regular drummer and they were holding auditions. So I said, you ought to go along to one. And so I said, I'm here, they're here. Mm-hmm. I might as well just sit in and see what happens. So
that's
I sat in and demolished the guy's drum kit that he'd had for about 50 years, and it just fell to bits, and they said, well, okay, we'll pick you up tomorrow. Bring your own kit next time. So that I've been sitting in with them ever since.
And you've been sitting in for the last 5 months on a brand new solo album called The Two Sides of the Moon.
Yes.
Together is a cut on that Harry Nilsson wrote.
Yeah, right. That was off, I think I heard it first on Aerial Ballet, and I thought it was, you know, it was one of my favourite songs. And so I just got to put this orchestra in and some Jamaican steel drummers and did this one together.
The album is out now called Two Sides of the Moon, and here's the Nilsson song Together from Keith Moon.
Life isn't easy when two are divided and one has decided to bring down the curtain. The one thing's for certain, there's nothing to keep them together. How does it happen that two can be tender and one be the lender of love and emotion that covered the ocean of sadness that kept them together?
Keith, I want to take that title, Together, and now that you're living in Los Angeles, who are some of the people you pal around with together, best friends?
Well, there's Ringo, who was on that track with me, and Harry Nilsson, Rick Nilsson. Done some Dick Dale, some guitar.
Dick Dale?
Yeah.
And the Dale Tones?
Yeah.
That's great.
And the Jim Keltner fan club, Jesse Ed Davis, Danny Cooch.
That's great. You just start playing, you probably go for 12, 15 hours at a time sometimes.
Yeah, there'll be people just dropping in, you know, and I'd say, well, oh, there's a good bit. You know, Flo and Eddie would drop by and they'd say, oh, great, while you're here, lads, could you do a bit of vocal backing? Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right, here's a vocal backing here on Sounds Like the Navy with Keith Moon and The Who. It's called Put Your Money Down. Put Your Money Down from The Who. In just a second, we're going to have some more Keith Moon words. But first, this word about your future, gentlemen. You know, finding a good job can be tough, even for a sharp young high school graduate like you. But right now, the Navy has openings in over 70 different specialties, like diesel mechanic, electrician, or aviation electronics technician. Specialties you can build a solid future on. And if you qualify, the Navy can guarantee you the training for the career you want before you enlist. If you're looking for a good future and you're not afraid of hard work, talk to your local Navy recruiter. Make the most of yourself in the Navy. Keith, it's amazing how the time goes every single week. We've been listening to a few songs and talking to you, and there's many more questions I want to ask you, so can you come back next week?
Sure, I'd love to.
See you, Keith Moon, next week on Sounds Like the Navy, and it sounds like The Who are going to sing one more tune. It's called Pure and Easy to go out on today.
Thank you.
with Keith Moon as our special guest. This has been Sounds Like the Navy, a public service presentation of this station and your United States Navy and Naval Reserve. The United States Navy wishes to thank this station for its cooperation in bringing these weekly programs to you and for contributing valuable station time in doing so. This is Sam Riddle reminding you, if you're going to be someone, why not be someone special? You're listening to our in-person guest star, Keith Moon. My name is Sam Riddle, and this is Sounds Like the Navy. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve welcome you to Sounds Like the Navy. With us each week are some of the outstanding stars in the pop music scene.
I'm stopping in the street and bopping people that with me going mobile. Keep me moving.
With Keith Moon of The Who as my guest today on Sounds Like the Navy, I want to talk some great talk with him and hear some great music. The Real Me starts us off today. The Real Me is from The Who, and the real you might be looking for a future. Listen to these words, men. You probably have a lot of free time this summer, now that you've got your high school diploma. Well, if you want to put some of that time to good use, call this telephone number, 800-841-8000. That's the number for the Navy's Opportunity Information Center. There are some pretty sharp people there. They'll be glad to tell you where your nearest Navy recruiter is located. But beyond that, they'll be able to answer any question you might have about the Navy or any of the Navy's programs. Any question. So call them anytime. There's no obligation, and it's free. That number again is 800-841-8000. 800-841-8000. Like I said, you can call anytime, but how long are you going to let your future wait? You owe it to yourself to get the facts on how you can make the most of yourself in the Navy. Welcome back to Sounds Like the Navy, Keith Moon.
Thank you, Sam.
I just realized on the last couple of shows I've been saying Keith Moon of The Who. Do you resent that at all now that you've got your solo album out? You're still with The Who, of course.
Yeah. It just
comes naturally when I'm saying it.
I mean, it's sort of like Beatle Paul, Beatle Ringo. I mean, you never lose it.
Right.
It's like
Rick Nelson of the Nelson family, yeah. What have you. Yeah. Tommy, I want to talk about Tommy right now, is probably the most talked about movie of 1975, about what will be happening in it. And that album as a concept started how long ago?
Pete started writing it about 6 or 7 years ago, bits and pieces of it. And just looking for the right direction. I think he had the idea of writing something like Tommy. And then it progressed. Took him about 5 years to write, and then it took us about 18 months to record. This was, about 5 years ago.
It was a million-selling album, and then they tried it here on the stage. I remember the Aquarius Theater in Los Angeles. Ted Neely played the part, the lead.
I went to see that one.
And now it's evolved to a movie with a fantastic cast.
Yes.
Anne Margaret,
Oliver Reed, Jack Nicholson.
Tina Turner.
Yes. Elton John. Roger Daltrey and me. It was great fun doing that. They kept Oliver Reed. Ken Russell, who directed it, put Oliver Reed and I about 10 miles away from the rest of the cast. He said so that everybody else could get some sleep.
Yes.
We were on the set.
Here's the title song, Tommy, from The Who. That's Tommy with The Who. Keith is my guest today, and we were just talking about the movie. Keith Moon, I think that probably, as far as I know, it was your solo debut as an actor was in That'll Be the Day.
Well, I did 200 Motels.
Oh, with Frank Zappa?
Yes. I was a flying nun in there.
And in That'll Be the Day, you played a drummer.
Yes.
And I remember in the little scene where everybody's playing for the summer camp or something.
Right, yeah.
Getting the stage going together. Like, hey, let's do a summer stock show.
Right. That was the one bit that I had in there, the one scene.
Yeah, you played with Ringo Starr and David Essex.
Yes.
David Essex is quite big in London now, isn't he?
I believe so, yeah. I haven't been back. Stardust, which was the follow-up to That'll Be the Day, which I was also in, is out there, and that was evidently doing fantastically mm-hmm. well.
I understand it's like the top box office attraction now in London.
Yeah,
Stardust.
Apparently.
What are you playing that?
I play a more successful drummer than I did in That'll Be the Day.
Well, let's hear an example of your more successful drumming from The Who. Join together with me in listening to a word about your future. You know, finding a good job can be tough, even for a sharp young high school graduate like you. But right now, the Navy has openings in over 70 different specialties, like diesel mechanic, electrician, or aviation electronics technician. Specialties you can build a solid future on. And if you qualify, the Navy can guarantee you the training for the career you want before you enlist. If you're looking for a good future, and you're not afraid of hard work, talk to your Navy recruiter. Make the most of yourself in the Navy. Keith Moon, I can't believe the time has gone again, so we got to do it one more week at least. Will you join us?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sam. Great.
I'd like to close out with a happy song, which is, again, one of the first Who songs called Happy Jack.
Happy Jack wasn't old, but he was a man. He lived in the sand at the island. Kids would all sing, he would take the wrong key. So they rode on his head in their furry donkey. Kids come to our check, they try.
With Keith Moon as our special guest, this has been Sounds Like the Navy, a public service presentation of this station and your United States Navy and Naval Reserve. The United States Navy wishes to thank this station for its cooperation in bringing these weekly programs to you and for contributing valuable station time in doing so. This is Sam Riddle reminding you, if you're going to be someone, why not be someone special?
Stop Jack, or the water's lapping. Then they couldn't prevent Jack from feeling happy.
You're listening to our in-person guest star, Keith Moon. My name is Sam Riddle, and this is Sounds Like the Navy. Your United States Navy and Naval Reserve welcome you to Sounds Like the Navy. With us each week are some of the outstanding stars in the pop music scene.
Can stop in any street and buy two people that with me going mobile. Keep me moving.
Here we are in our fourth week of Sounds Like the Navy and some more great questions. I shouldn't say great. I think they're great, but we'll see how great they are when Keith answers them after they sing Pinball Wizard, The Who. Now, you don't have to be a wizard to know what's in your future, gentlemen. Listen to these words. What's so new about the new Navy? A whole lot of things that really count, like putting people first, like new opportunities, meaning a chance to be what you want to be, and climbing as high as you want to climb if you're willing to work to get ahead. Today's Navy is a new Navy, but not as new as tomorrow's. You could be a part of it, you know. To find out if you qualify, see your Navy recruiter today. Crazy Keith Moon, welcome back to Sounds Like the Navy.
Thank you, sir.
I say crazy, but sitting here with you for the last 4 weeks, I've found out some interesting things about your past, but people do tell me that you never know what to expect from Keith Moon. What's your biggest fantasy? What would you, if you could do anything right now and you had $15 million and you wanted to do it and you could, what would you do?
Join the Navy.
Well, after playing the straight man for Keith Moon, and today Sounds Like the Navy, you didn't know it, Keith, but the song after you said that was Crazy Like a Fox. How did you envision Hollywood? Because I know you've been in 3 movies now, and you've heard about Hollywood all your life. How did you envision it before you got here?
Well, pretty much, I found it pretty much the way it is. I mean, it's... I feel like I've been living here all my life before I moved here. I was sort of wrapped up in it all. And,
you play soccer?
Badly, yeah.
Because I know Rod Stewart and Peter Townsend, they've all got their little soccer teams in London, do they not?
They do, yeah. Peter Townsend doesn't. Softball.
Oh. Is softball like our softball?
Similar, yeah.
With a bat and a softball?
Yeah.
No, nothing with the feet or anything?
Nothing with the feet.
You've got a great new album called Two Sides of the Moon, and you've been working on it for the last 5 months, as we've heard about on the last couple of shows. Before we leave today, I'd like for you to sing one more cut, which is The Beatles in My Life. Have you seen what's happening with the Beatles? Like, Anne Murray had a Beatle hit, Just Like Me, or what? Yeah, I think it was. And now Elton John, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and now you've cut In My Life.
Right.
Do you think it's time? It's going to happen? The circle's going to turn with those Beatles songs coming back?
Yeah, I think the Beatles wrote several songs that turned out to be standards, and like classics. I mean, a standard is only a standard by the test of time, and I think these songs, the songs that are standing the test of time, end up as standards.
Like this one. Yes,
like this one.
In My Life.
Places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better.
One more word from Keith and one more song, but first one more word from the Navy. You know, a good mind really pays off in the Navy. That's right. Your high school diploma and some skill with math and physics may qualify you for the Navy's training programs in advanced electronics or nuclear power. That means over $20,000 worth of technical training to guarantee you a firm foothold in the future, whether you stay in the Navy or return to civilian life. And I'm not just talking to you fellows. You girls can qualify in electronics, too. So get details from your local Navy recruiter. Or if you've got a question, call the Navy free at 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Make the most of yourself. Be someone special in the new Navy. Keith, we're about to close out with Postcard from Odds and Sods. You people have come up with great album titles, Quadrophenia, Odds and Sods. How did that happen, the title of the LP?
Odds and Sods was, what we do is... If we're doing an album, we record about 15 tracks, and the ones that fit best together, they go on the album, and you find two or three cuts that are good cuts, but they don't quite fit in with the rest of the material on the album. They were written at a different time, or they relate to something that the album itself doesn't relate to. So we put them in our record company vaults, and one day, John... was poking around down there, and he came across like this huge bank of tapes of unreleased material. And he said, you know, well, I've just found all this stuff, all these songs, you know, a load of odds and sods, bits and pieces, you know. So we said, well, they'd never been released before, and we listened to them and were pleasantly surprised. So we did a bit of remixing and revamped them up. And,
that's a great story from that album. Here's Postcard. And as we're leaving, thank you, Keith Moon, for being with us these last 4 weeks. Good luck to you in your movies and your residence now in Los Angeles. And you, that crazy drummer, goodbye to you.
Thank you very much, Sam. Great, thank you.
We're having a lovely time. Wish you were here.